Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 407 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Chief Lanford, at the end of the statement, says, I wrote the statement out in longhand the same day. I don't remember exactly when. Albert McKnight, sworn for the state. My wife is Manola McKnight. She cooks for Mrs. Sealing. Between 1 and 2 o'clock on Memorial Day, I was at the home of Mr. Frank to see my wife. He came in close to 1:30. He did not eat any dinner. He came in, went to the sideboard of the dining room, stayed there a few minutes, and then he goes out and catches a car. Stayed there about 5 or 10 minutes. Cross-examination. Mrs. Sealing and Mrs. Frank were present when Mr. Frank came in. I was in the cook room. There is a swinging door between the dining room and the cook room. The dining room door was open. The door swings back and forth, but they don't keep it shut. You can see from the kitchen into the dining room. You can look in the mirror in the corner and see all over the dining room. I looked in the mirror in the corner and saw him. You can look in that mirror and see in the sitting room and in the dining room. I have no idea how big the kitchen or dining room is. I was never in the dining room in my life. I was sitting at the back door in the kitchen, at the right side of the back door, up against the wall. Manola went into the dining room and stayed a minute or two, no more than 2 minutes. She came back into the kitchen. I don't know whether the other folks ate dinner or not. I did not see Mr. Sealing. I came to the house from my house in the rear of 318 Pulliam Street. After coming to the sideboard, Mr. Frank went into the sitting room where Mr. Sealing was. I didn't see Mr. Sealing, but heard him talking.